We hear you. We got you. Step into a world of endless possibilities with Imagine's expanded software support. Now you can utilize your folders of photos to create a profile or edit. Post-production is easier than ever. Whether you're using Lightroom, Photoshop, or Bridge, Imagine seamlessly integrates with your workflow. Open the Imagine app today and try starting from a folder instead of Lightroom Classic.
I jump around in the back of the room.
Blooper of Heather jumping around.
I feel like a turkey. You know, like the turkey sound. Have you ever gone to like a barn full of turkeys?
No. I've seen turkeys and farms, but not a barn full of turkeys.
So, like, apparently, if you actually make the turkey sound at the turkeys, they make it back to you. And so if you stand in the barn and go, blah, 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 they will go, blah, 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 the whole barn full of turkeys all at once. It is hilarious.
Welcome to the Workflows Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Wyden-Kivowitz, and today we're talking about how to keep your photography business running smoothly while you're on the road. Discover essential workflows, systems, and automations to ensure your business stays on track, no matter where you are in the world. Let's dive in and make your photography business road ready. Welcome to this special episode of Workflows on the Road. Hello, Imaginers. I sat down with Heather Larkin while we were at Imaging USA, and I asked her what she does with her business while she's on the road. So let's head over to my conversation with Heather so you can learn some of her insights. So we are currently in Louisville, Kentucky, and we're here at Imaging USA, and you've got a fully functioning photography business. You're not from here. You traveled here. So what kind of workflow systems, automations do you have in place to keep your business running while you're on the road?
Actually, oddly enough, I don't. Because I bring the entire business with me. I don't have any assistants, and I prefer to stay connected. And so mostly what I do is I bring my external hard drive, I bring my laptop, and all of the functions that I need to run my business from the hotel room also.
Are you relying on any special email apps or any special scheduling systems or anything that does help with like certain parts of it, even though you're not automating everything? Is there certain areas where you do rely on assistance from technology?
So I think the only thing that I run assistance-wise is actually Imagine, because I can let it run while I'm in the hotel or, you know, going someplace else and doing something else, and let it call and let it run through my images without me having to babysit it. But I don't have any other technology assistance because I just haven't found anything that I really like as much as I like Imagine.
Well, let me ask you this. Is your email system, is it just like a Google Workspace type of thing?
It sure is.
Yeah. So are you using any of like the AI suggested replies that Google offers now?
I don't.
No.
No, interesting. I sure don't. I have seen them, but they don't sound like me.
Right.
I wanted to do ChatGPT and get it sounding like me and have some automated replies, but so far they don't sound like the way I would reply, and so I haven't done it yet.
Interesting. So then when let's say you get a lead while you're traveling, you have a bunch of email back and forth, and now it's time to schedule. Now you're on the road, you're not home, but the job is back at home. Mm-hmm. Are you using a scheduling tool to help with that, or are you doing that manually as well?
Actually, I use Calendly.
Okay.
So I really enjoy Calendly. It's very easy for them to get a link, check out when I'm available, book that immediately. And now Calendly has a thing where you can actually pay at the end when they check out. And so it's super easy for them to get it all done in one place. And then that just comes through my email and says, you've booked your session or whatever.
Yeah, it's really, really convenient to do that. There's so many tools out there like that. A lot of CRMs are starting to integrate those systems into their platforms as well. But like for the podcast, for example, I use Zcal, which is same exact thing as Calendly. There's so many out there. I think TidyCal is another one.
I've heard of that one, yeah.
That's another one that, again, does the same exact thing. And I think in these cases, it's more of what fits the photographer's pricing structure more, what is either integrated or not integrated into whatever systems they use already, and also what interface they like the best. Because
Calendly and Zcal look very similar to each other, where TidyCal looks a little different. But at the end of the day, they all do the same exact thing.
Yeah, I picked Calendly because they send reminder texts to my clients, mm-hmm. and that is huge yeah. for me. All of my previous CRM software does not text my clients, and it's gigantic for reminding people and also just ease of communication.
Yeah. Zcal doesn't do text messaging. That's interesting.
Calendly's pretty fabulous about that. Yeah. It's been nice. I feel like I'm selling Calendly
right here. It's, you know, it's one of the things that we're all about is figuring out how we can help photographers discover solutions for whatever their problem might be. One of these workflows on the roads that I just recorded, the photographer was also a solo photographer and didn't use anything that was automated. And he was interested in like a CRM to help with it, but he couldn't find one that fit his exact needs and had it as a sign up, give your name, give your logo and fill in all the rest for him. Mm-hmm. So that's why he hasn't jumped onto one, because he can't find one that makes it easy for him to get on board yet.
Right.
So I think no matter who the photographer is, and this is what I said when I was talking to him as well, I think no matter who the photographer is, what they do, if the solution doesn't exist, one probably should, because there's probably thousands of others that are in the same exact boat.
Definitely.
So, well, thanks for sharing what you do or don't do while you're on the road. It's, you know, sometimes the simplest solution is the best solution for some people. So,
definitely. I prefer to work the same in my house as I am working on the road. And so just taking it with me is my easy solution.
And your laptop and iPad, or just laptop? What do you do?
Laptop only, and that's actually my main computer. I edit on that laptop, so I'm literally bringing every tool with me at all times.
And, wow, okay, so your storage is on an external SSD?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, okay.
Yep.
That's good.
So I've got my external drive, I've got the laptop I'm always on. Everything that I've ever taken photo-wise is backed up on a cloud, and it's on the external drive that I have with me currently. Mm. So I have access to all of my images for the last 20 years with me at all times.
That's good. That's good. And do you, if when you're traveling, let's say you're in Kentucky, you're shooting, right? You got a job, you're putting onto that SSD. Are you then cloning that to another SSD like then, or are you just going right to the cloud, or are you waiting to get back home until you back that up?
So I have it backed up to the cloud while I'm here, but also I keep the memory cards that I've shot like I don't reuse them. Mm-hmm. I actually have like a red light, green light pair of card wallets. Green, I can reuse. Red, I put it, if it's filled, I put it in the red bag, and I don't touch it until those images are delivered to the client. And so I have this red light, green light thing yeah. kind of works for me.
That's a good system. See, you didn't think you're going to have a system to share, but you right then, you had a good system to share. That's keeping it organized and very clear and relatable of, you know, do not format this card. I need this data until I am 100% sure it's backed up, is a good system to have in place, especially when you're on the road.
Exactly. Definitely.
So, awesome. Thanks.
Thanks.
You have been listening to Workflows, presented by Imagine. To hear more from Workflows, to find links to our guests, and for an exclusive offer for Workflows listeners, please go to imagineai.com/podcast and be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.